当我听他讲的时候，他的眼泪，他在擦干他掉下来的眼泪。
He says to me, I'm maxed out, I'm beyond tired, I am numb with fatigue.
他告诉我说，他已经完全力气都用尽了，他非常的已经没有力气，然后他整个人都已经因为疲倦而感到麻木了。
John has very serious financial problems, and he's facing a lawsuit.
他有约翰他有很大的一个财务上的困难，而且他还有涉及到法律诉讼方面的事情。
His adult daughter has just gone through a second divorce, and he's very worried about her future.
他的女儿已经长大了，已经在正在他的第二次的离婚。那约翰很担心他的女儿。
The company he owns is a construction company, and it's way behind schedule.
他有一家建筑的公司，那这个公司他们所有的进度都落后了。
And John is facing fines.
而且他会有罚款。
He also faces penalties for late payments of his loans.
他有一些贷款，那这些贷款因为他付贷款晚了，所以会有一些有一些罚金在里面。
And many of his rental tenants don't pay regular amounts, but he rarely evicts them because he has a heart for them and wants to help them.
他有一些跟他租房子的一些租房子的人常常付钱不是很准时的付钱，所以这些人他很少把这些人赶出去，因为他对他们是有一个很大的一个爱心。
So I'm sitting there listening to John and he's continuing to weep.
我在那里听约翰跟我讲的时候，那约翰他是继续的在那里流泪。
He tells me he hardly talks with his wife anymore.
他告诉我说，他跟他太太几乎不说话了。
He tells me he's been hurt by church leaders who canceled the program to reach an unreached people group whom John loves.
他同时他有时候他们的教会的一些负责的人让他觉得很伤心，伤到了他，因为他关心了一些人，有一些比较难接触到的这些人，那他们的教会把要给他们的补助的金额这些都把他拿走了，所以他们不再帮助这些人了。
And now because John is feeling pressure, he has stopped attending church on Sundays.
因为他这样子的压力，这样的痛苦，所以他就不再去教会了。
Now John works all 7 days of the week.
所以约翰现在呢，一个星期工作7天。
As a Christian, he knows he's supposed to take a day off, but he feels too rushed and too restless.
因为他是一个基督徒，他知道要中间要休息一天，但是因为他的工作太忙了，所以他就没有办法休息，所以他工作7天。
So the question I ask us today is, John, is he a workaholic?
所以我今天要问大家问题，约翰是不是一个工作狂？
He's working 70 to 80 plus hours a week. Is he out of balance?
他一个星期工作70到80个小时，甚至于更多，那他是不是他的生活已经不太平衡了？
He sleeps very poorly and he's worried about many things.
他的睡眠品质不是很好，他担心很多事情。
Is he a workaholic? Is he one who's working too much? Has he lost the right balance? Has he?
他是不是一个工作狂呢？他是不是把他的生活弄得很乱，然后就是完全失去了一个平衡呢。
So what can I say to my friend John?
所以我应该跟我的朋友约翰说什么呢？
What would you say to John?
如果是你，你会跟约翰怎么说呢？
Well, I think one thing after we have listened very well, we can say what Jesus said, since this is a Christian.
我想因为他是个基督徒，那我们可以很聪明的告诉他耶稣基督所告诉我们的话。
In the message, Matthew 11:28-30, it says this, Jesus says this, Are you tired?
在约翰福马太福音11:28-30，那这个翻译的版本他是说
Are you
累了吗？
Are you worn out and burned out on religion?
你是不是对这个信仰好像已经完全的累坏了？
See, he says, come to me. Come.
耶稣基督说，来到我这里。
Get away with me and you'll recover your life.
你来到我这里，你的生活能够复原。
And Jesus, I'll show you how to take a real rest.
我会告诉你怎么样能够真正的安息。
Jesus says, walk with me.
耶稣基督说，跟我一起走。
And work with me.
跟我一起工作。
And watch how I do it.
And 看我是怎么样的来做。
Learn the unforced rhythms of grace.
我们在这里面学习一个很优雅的、很休闲的这样的一个脚步。
I won't lay anything on you that's too heavy or doesn't fit.
我不会把很重的负担放在你的身上。
Keep company with me and you'll learn how to live freely and lightly.
你来到跟着我，你来这里学怎么样能够很自在的、很轻松的过你的日子。
Brothers and sisters, why are so many people having a difficult time finding a healthy balance between work and rest?
弟兄姐妹，为什么有这么多的人很难的在我们的生活当中，在工作跟生活当中找到一个平衡呢？
Now, we know we're supposed to take vacations.
我们知道我们应该要去休假。
Vacations are supposed to help us restore wholeness and refresh us.
当我们在休假的时候，其实是应该是带给我们一个再把我们回到完美，然后回到原来的地方，然后让我们能够休息。
But if we don't know how to rest biblically, we will come back from vacation having overeaten and overspent our money, and sometimes vacations they're just not restful.
所以如果说我们不是照圣经的方法来过我们的度假的时候呢，有时候我们度假回来，我们会从吃的太多了，还有花了太多钱，反而没有办法得到真正的休息，不是真正的休假。
Too many people, including Christians, have fallen into the cycle of waiting for the weekend.
有很多的基督徒，很多人，包括基督徒，就常常会在一种的循环当中，那循环就是总是在等着周末。
Too many people rush through their work so they can get to the weekend.
很多人他们匆匆忙忙的工作，所以这样他们就可以等着到周末的时候。
Or we enjoy our work too much.
或者呢，我们是太享受我们的工作了。
We work too long.
我们做工作时间太长了。
And then we begin to neglect the more important matters.
所以因为这个原因，我们就忽略了更重要的事情。
Too often, workaholics begin to neglect their families, their friends, and their private responsibilities.
常常呢，一个工作狂会忽略了他们的家庭、他们的朋友，还有他们自己的健康、他们的生活。
And so Psalm 127 is one of the most practical passages in the entire Bible.
所以在诗篇127篇，它是在圣经里面最实用、最能够应用的一篇文章。
Psalm 127 deals with two areas in our life that take up a lot of time and cause us the most trouble.
诗篇127篇里面他谈到的两个方面，就是我们生活当中花最多时间，还有我们最麻烦的这一件事情。
And these two areas are work and the family.
这两个事情呢，这两样东西呢，一个就是工作，另外一个是家庭。
And they compete and Muldoon, they clash sometimes and we struggle to find the balance.
所以这两件事情，工作跟家庭常常互相在争执在，所以我们常常没有办法找到一个平衡点。
So Psalm 127, 1 and 2, two verses today, we're going to work on the part about work.
诗篇127篇第一节、第二节是我们今天主要讲的两个经节，我们会用它们来谈到有关于我们工作。
Now Psalm 127 was written by King Solomon.
诗篇一百二十七篇是所罗门王所写的。
When God asked him, "What do you want?" he said this in 1 Kings 3:9: "Give your servant an understanding heart to judge your people and to discern between good and evil."
当神问所罗门王说你要什么的时候，在列王记上3:9，他说他跟上帝说，求你赐我智慧，可以判断你的名，能辨别是非，不然谁能判断这众多的名呢？
God was very pleased with Solomon's answer, and he made Solomon the wisest man on earth.
神非常的喜欢他的答案，他的回答，所以神把所罗门变成一个世界上最聪明的一个人。
Now you'd imagine that the wisest man on earth wouldn't make many mistakes.
你想一想，一个世界上最聪明的人应该不会做错什么事吧？
But he could not always apply his wisdom to daily living, and he ended his life rather poorly.
但是呢，所罗门他没有办法把他所有的智慧用在他每天的生活上面，所以最后呢，他的最终的结局其实是很不好的结局。
But when he was brilliant and when he was wise, he could write things like this. Psalm 127:1.
当他很聪明的时候，他可以写出像诗篇127篇第一节这样美的诗篇。
Unless the Lord builds the house, the builders labor in vain. Unless the Lord watches over the city, the guards stand watch in vain.
在诗篇127篇第一节提到说，若不是耶和华建造房屋，建造的人就枉然劳力；若不是耶和华看守城池，看守的人就枉然警醒。
Solomon was one of the world's greatest builders of temples and palaces.
所罗门王他是这个世界上最伟大的一个造房子、造圣殿的一个人。
He spent seven years building the Lord's temple.
他花了七年的时间来造神的圣殿。
But he spent 13 years building his own palace.
但是他花13年的时间来造他自己的宫殿。
Some people wondered, you give the Lord 7 and then you build yours for 13. Is that balanced?
有一些人就在想，你花了七年的时间造神的圣殿，却花了13年的时间造你自己的宫殿，这两个有平衡吗？
And some people, is this an early sign that Solomon is beginning to devote himself more to him and his agenda, or is he slipping? Is he getting out of balance?
所以呢，这个是一个早期的一个讯号，告诉我们说，所罗门其实他比较在乎他自己，他。有他自己的议题，然后有他自己的这些东西，还是说只是因为他好像就有点睡觉了，然后有点不平衡了。
Yeah, and so folks, I can ask us, how is our ratio? What do we give to the Lord, and how much do we keep for ourselves? It's a question of balance.
So 各位，我们也来问我们自己一个问题：我们把多少时间给了神？我们把多少时间给了我们自己，我们是不是也有一些不平衡呢？
Let me give you an opinion.
我给你一个我自己的观点。
If every Christian followed the tithe, if every Christian gave 10% of what he earned or she earned, if that happened regularly, the churches throughout the globe would have probably no financial problems.
所以我跟大家举一个例子来说，如果每一个人都有11奉献，如果这11奉献是所有的全世界上每一个教会都做11奉献，那在这个教会里面呢，就是说全世界教会就不会有任何有关于财务方面的问题了。
The brother said, this wisest man on earth decided he needed help, and so he made a contract with Egypt, which did not believe God.And he made a marriage contract, and he married one of the princesses. He made her his queen, and he was trying to work a deal with Egypt. So he brought this queen into his, and he built her own palace.
所以所罗门王因为他需要帮助，所以呢，他就找了埃及 来让他们来帮他。那埃及我们知道是一个不信主不信神的一个国家，所以他为了要这个帮助，他就用了一个婚姻的方式，娶了埃及的一个公主。不但娶了这公主，还把这公主带回到他的店里面，还特别为这公主造了他自己的这个公主自己的一个店。
So she had her palace and he had his palace.
所以这公主有她自己的宫殿，然后所罗门王也有他自己的宫殿。
Almost like his and her bathrooms.
就好像是他们两个有单独的洗手间。
Now the Bible records that Solomon, with all his wisdom, also had 300 wives.
圣经上面有记载，这么聪明的一个所罗门王呢，他总共有300个妻子。
Now there was a rule that the king could have no more than 18, but he was 300. 18? 18, yeah, sorry.
对，应该有一个规定呢，是说一个做王的，他最多只能有18个太太，但是所罗门呢，他就超过了这个，他有300个太太。
But he also had 700 wives and 300 concubines. That's the right. 700 wives. Imagine, 700 wives. Men, are you listening? 700 wives and 300 concubines. That's 1,000.
应该是弟兄们，你们都听到了。他有700个太太，有300个嫔妃，所以不是300个太太，是700个太太，300个嫔妃。
I am very happily married 48 years, and I can't imagine. My wife is very well put together. I can't imagine 700 wives. I can never imagine that. And 300 more concubines. I can't do the mathematics. I can't.
Brother Andrew 呢，他结婚48年，他非常快乐，然后婚姻生活很快乐。他没有办法想象，如果他今天是有700个老婆，是要这700个老婆之外，旁边还有300个嫔妃。
Now he's the king, so he can do this.
因为所罗门是王，所以他可以做这样的事情。
Was he balanced?
他有没有平衡呢？
1 Kings 11:4 tells us, For when Solomon was old, his wives turned his heart away after other gods, and his heart was not wholly devoted to the Lord his God as the heart of David his father was.
列王记上第11章第4节提到，所罗门王年老的时候，他的妃嫔诱惑他的心去随从别神，不效法他父亲大卫，诚诚实实的顺服耶和华他的神。
But he says when you build building projects, unless you include God in it, it's going to turn out to be trouble and vain and empty.
但是呢，他曾经说过，如果不是耶和华建造房子，我建造任何的工程，所有建造人都是枉然的。
His great wisdom turned into weakness, and God eventually took his throne from him.
他这个很聪明，这全世界最聪明的一个人呢，然后最后神在他不顺服神，神把他的王位给拿走了。
Now on the outline, the point we're looking at is build, whenever you build something, it always goes best with God's help. Amen?
所以我们在这上面有提到，就是说建筑在神的帮助下是最好的。
Now being lazy and avoiding work responsibilities is never right, says God in Proverbs 18:9 and many other places.
在我们当然我们要是懒惰或者是逃避我们自己的责任，这是不对的。在那个18:9，在诗篇第十八篇的第九节有这样提到。
So working diligently and building excellently is highly endorsed in the Bible. It's very very endorsed. Good.
所以呢，很勤奋的工作，然后很努力的去工作。是圣经里面很赞扬的一件事情。
Many Bible verses show that God rewards honest work.
所以在很多圣经的经节都有提到说，神他祝福那些辛勤工作的人。
And when people do honest work, there is usually happiness and pleasure, usually.
当一个人呢，如果当我们很努力的去工作的时候，很认真工作的时候，我们常常会有一个快乐和满足。
But building in vain, you can see that building in vain, it means having no real value or importance. It's not valuable and it's not important if you build something in vain.
如果我们突然的建造呢，是没有任何的价值，所以我们再怎么建造，到最后也是没有一个真正的价值在里面。
And building something in vain can become empty and unsatisfying.
如果说我们突然的建造一些东西没有结果的时候，我们会常常觉得一个空虚，然后很不满足。
And building something in vain can lead to wanting a craving for admiration and approval of others. So there's trouble from that realm.
当我们在突然建造的时候，常常会导致我们会有一个很大的渴望，要人对我们的认可，要其他人来对我们的认可。
So Psalm 127:1 cautions all workers, don't leave God out of anything that you are going to build. Amen.
在诗篇127篇的有提到说，我们不要把任何的我们在建造的东西没有把神包括在里面，也就是我们建造任何一个东西，我们都必须把神放在里面。Amen.
If you leave him out and faith becomes weak, then you replace that with what you can see and touch and feel, and gradually you have to be careful about being greedy.
当我们如果说把神把它放开来了之后呢，我们没有神在我们的我们建造的东西没有神的时候，我们就会常常跟着我们所看见、我们所听到、我们所想到的东西，然后以他那些为标准。这样的时候呢，我们常常会，在我们常常会，造的东西会，我们常常会去追求一些不是真正的东西。
And greed, the Bible says, can turn into idolatry.
然后我们就会有很多的那种欲望，要很多东西。那圣经告诉我们，当我们有一些很大的欲望的时候，常常会导致一些乱拜偶像的情形。
This is good. They're listening.
Yeah, I know. I am the person
who bothers. Good. And so we know when we read, we watch Jesus when he works excellently, and he's always balanced.
所以我们当我们看到耶稣基督在做工作的时候呢，他工作的他做得很好，而且他总是有一个平衡在那个地方。
Jesus always did excellent work because he always included his Father in everything he said, in everything he did, and in everything he thought. He welcomed his Father to be with him in all areas.
耶稣基督做任何事情都做得很好，因为他做的每一件事情都有把他的天父放在当中，所以他在不管他所做的每一件事情里都有天赋，所以他可以做得特别好。
Now, brothers and sisters, if you have your Bible, you're looking at Psalm 127:1. When you look at the word house, when it says, unless the Lord builds the house, when you look at the word house, let's try substitute house for some different words. See how it works.
我们在诗篇127篇的第一节，如果你们有圣经的时候，你可以看到它里面有用这个字，就是房屋。我们建造房屋，那我们现在来试试看，把这个房屋用其他的词带进去，看是怎么样的一个效果。
Let me put the word career into house.
我们把我们的工作放到这个房屋这个地方。
Unless the Lord builds the career, those who labor.Are going to waste their lives unless he does this. That's what it's saying. You need to make sure he's in your work.
所以我们把这个工作放到这个房屋的位置。那诗篇这个句子呢，就会念成说：若不是耶和华建造，若不是耶和华建造工作，那我们这些工作的人就是枉然努力的。所以在我们的每一件事情上面，我们都必须要把我们的神放在里面。
Let's substitute the word family. Unless the Lord builds the family, we are going to build in vain.
所以让我们把这个再把这房屋这个字改成家庭。 所以若不是耶和华建造家庭，建造的人就枉然了。
We need to include him when we build our families. Of course, we're praying for any children he gives. We're praying for our spouse. We're praying for good relationships. We are including him in building our family, right?
在我们建造我们自己的家庭的时候呢，我们要把神包括在里面。我们为我们祷告，为我们的儿女祷告，为我们的配偶祷告，为我们在家庭的一切，然后把它带到神面前来祷告。
Do any of you know any families who tend to fight a lot?
你们有没有认得一些家庭好像常常在吵闹闹的？
And then you've seen families that fight less, and actually families who are very happy. When you look at what are the reasons, if they're Christians, sometimes the reason that they're healthy is because they're including the Lord in the building of their family.
在有一些家庭常常吵吵闹闹，有一些家庭呢就吵闹的情形很少，然后比较和谐。尤其是基督徒家庭，当你去看这些家庭的时候，你会发现他们有把神带到他们家人当中的他们的关系当中。
So we could put different. I think if I put different words, if I put the word home remodeling, I'm going to remodel the home. If I do that separate from the Lord, I do not include Him. Scripture warns us you may come up empty.
我们提到就是说我们在那个房子在改装的时候，我们也可以用这句子，如果不是耶和华帮你改装这个房子的话呢，没有神在里面的话，你的改装这个房子也是枉然的。
Maybe not empty, but unsatisfied. Proverbs says, the eyes are never satisfied.
也许我们不能用这个枉然空虚来讲，但是就是会不满意你所改装的，因为在箴言里面告诉我们说，我们的眼睛从来不会满足的。
Family project, sometimes you do it and you go, no, I need, that doesn't quite look right, I need some more, call some Amazon Prime, whatever, I'm not. And sometimes what the problem is, I didn't really ask the Lord when to stop remodeling. I just did it.
Yeah, 所以我们在做一些这些工作的时候呢，尤其在家里在要改进的时候，我们常常说，左看右看，怎么看这个也不好，那个也不好，我们可能到 Amazon 去买些东西，再来放在这个东西放在这里可能会比较好一点，所以常常会很不满意。所以我们在做改家里在那个做改装的工作的时候，好像从来没有停止过。
Unless the Lord builds our personal relationships, unless we include Him in having Him help us.We might find out our relationships will go south, they'll go downhill.
如果不是神来建造我们跟人的人际之间关系的话，来在我们的人际关系中间来帮我们的话，我们常常会人际关系会越来越不好。
Unless we include the Lord in our finances, we may find we're coming up short, we're coming up empty, we're not happy.
如果我们没有让神来帮助我们在我们的经济上面，在我们的财务方面帮助我们的时候，有时候我们也会觉得说我们财务好像常常不够，会有一些短缺。
Here's one. Unless we include him in our health care, once we include him, pray, ask for him, we may come up with our plans for health care and we may have more trouble than we had expected. Or,If we do well, then we take the credit. We take the glory.
同时呢，如果我们谈到我们的健康，如果我们没有把神包括在我们的健康里面的时候，我们常常健康可能也会出一些问题。如果我们自己说，我觉得很健康，觉得很好，我们常常就会自己拿这个认为是我们自己的好，而不是从神来的。
So I would encourage you to try your hand. Unless the Lord builds thee, put a word in there.Unless you include him in it, then the scripture says, when you build, you're going to labor, it's going to come up less than what he wants.
我就鼓励弟兄姐妹，你们可以用同样的话，就是你们自己的需要说，如果不是耶和华来帮助我的需要的时候，那我所需要的东西可能到后来也是会不是那么的完整，会有一些缺失在里面。
Okay.So, brother, whatever we are building, we need to let the Lord build with us, include him in our building efforts.
弟兄姐妹，不管我们在建造什么东西，我们一定要让神也跟着我们，在我们里面，然后 把神包括在里面，我们一起来建造这个我们需要的东西。
And whenever we work, let's begin asking the Lord regularly whether this work pleases Him or not. Is this His work or is this my work only?
所以当我们在工作的时候，我们也是要问神说，在我们一开始做的时候，我们就要说，神，我这样做是你喜悦的话，喜悦的事吗？还是不是你喜悦的事？我们要做神所喜悦的。
Are you willing to ask the Lord regularly if you are overworking?
你是不是希望你是不是愿意时常问神说，我是不是工作太多了？
Or maybe underworking, the balance.
或者是我工作太少了，我是不是有一个不怎么平衡在里面？
And can we ask the Father to tell us, are we receiving your gifts when you give us rest, when you give us rest, permission to rest, are we really receiving that or are we really not listening? We just do what we want to do.
我们也可以问天父说，当你给我们一份这样的一个礼物，让我们能够有休息的时候，我是不是真正有接收你这个礼物，真正的休息到了呢？还是当你要让我能够休息的时候，我拒绝了这份礼物，我不去休息。
Okay. Yeah. And so the next point, secure guarding is God's job. It's the second part of verse 1, and it says, unless the Lord watches over the city, the guards are going to stand watch in vain. It won't matter.
我们在这里提到说，守护是上帝的工作，就是在诗篇127篇的第一节的后半段提到说，看守的人，若不是耶和华看守城池，看守的人就枉然警醒。
Brother, you remember in these days, the great cities were surrounded with walls, and they would put guards and sentries up on the walls to watch for enemies coming in, trying to come in.
弟兄姐妹，在那个时代，他们在那个城墙上面，为了要有人来看守，所以他们常会放了很多守望员，就是可以看的人在上面，然后随时在那里看看有没有敌人来袭。
So if you trusted just the watch people, what if they fell asleep?
如果你相信这些来守看守的人，那如果这些人睡觉了怎么办？
And here's the question, maybe you know the answer. The Great Wall in China. How many of you have been there?
有多少人到过长城？
Okay, here's my question for the Zhongguo人, for you. How did the enemies get through the wall and come into China? How did they do it?
所以问一个问题，就是在那个长城，他们这些敌人是怎么进到城墙里面的？有没有人知道
？Yeah, when you see how high the walls are, you know you can't get a horse over that. So how did they get in?
所以当你看长城的时候，很高的，那长城很高的，你没有办法骑着马就上去了。那这些敌人是怎么进到这个长城上面的呢
？Did the watchmen fall asleep?
是不是因为那些看守的人睡着了呢
？Now, some of you think you know the answer, right?
你们中间有没有人应该认为你知道这个答案
？You're saying, 我知道 ，I know.
我说我知道。
Have you heard the possibility that the enemies bribed, they paid money to some of the guards to let them in? Have you heard that story?
你们有没有听到，就是有一些那个敌人呢，他们其实是贿赂这些看守的人，然后能够进到城。里面你们有没有听过这样的故事
If that happened, then to trust the watchmen when you can bribe them with money, you're going to be coming up very, very troubled because you don't have a good system.
如果在那样的情形，如果你相信这个看守的人，但这个看守的人是会拿着敌人的贿赂进到城里，进到他这个墙里面来的时候，那你所信任的这个人其实是不值得信任的，所以你所有的一切都是你的所有的守护，所有的安全这些都不在那里了。
Okay, some of you have security systems in your home, amen.
有一些人你们家里有装那个防盗系统。
Are you trusting the security system to protect you from burglars, or Do you really believe that's a good system, but unless the Lord watches my house, the burglars can get in?
所以你们是相信说你那个防盗系统是这么的好，所以那些 偷偷进来的小偷他进不来呢？还是你相信说这个防盗系统，同时你有神的守护，所以这些小偷进不到你的家里？
So you say, well, we'll do both. We'll do both.
那有的人说，我两个都要。
But the idea here is, unless you trust, really trust the Lord to watch your things, they're not going to be safe anyhow with whatever you use. They're not really safe because if you don't trust Him to protect you, and He may let burglars come and take away things you don't need, like a garage sale.
真正的事呢，应该是，除非是我们要真正完全全心全意的相信，除非神他来看守我们的家，所以我们才能够完完全全的有一个真正的安全在里面。如果我们不相信他，然后如果神认为说神会让人家进到你家里来的话，其实我们还是不安全的。
No.Brother, don't go home and say, Brother Andrew says, don't use security systems. I didn't say that.
所以呢，你们不要回家之后就说我不再用我们家的那个防盗系统，因为Andrew 弟兄这么说的。
I said, ultimately, on the highest level of security, we need to ask the Lord to protect and to help. Amen?
所以呢，Brother Andrew 讲的是说，在最终呢，我们还是有靠着我们的神来保护我们的家，那才是真正的最后还是靠着我们神才能保护我们。
I grew up in the Hawaiian Islands in Hawaii, and if you've been watching the news about 3 weeks ago, where they had the security system said, "Oh, this is a real missile coming in. You have 20 minutes." Okay, you saw it. I saw it, and.And so everybody, most people panicked. The security system was a system that somebody pushed the wrong button. Okay?
在那个Andrew 弟兄他是在夏威夷长大的。那在三个星期以前呢，夏威夷有一个这样的一个警报，就是说他们有一个警报出来说有人那个飞弹进来了，所以呢你有20分钟可以躲起来，如果你不躲起来的话，你可能命都没有了。那这个呢，这个警报呢是从一个他们所谓的安全系统出来的，是因为中间有一个人他按错了一个键，然后送了这个错误的警报出来。
My brother who lives in Honolulu wrote me very quickly after they discovered it was not true.
所以Andrew 弟兄他的兄弟他的哥哥 brother older younger
younger
他的弟弟在夏威夷住在檀香山，然后呢这件事情一结束之后就很快的写了一个 email 给他说这不是真的，飞弹没有来。
He said people in Honolulu were running around, they were so scared, some of them called the United States mainland and said goodbye family, it's over.
在那个飞就是有这个警报出来的时候呢，很多人呢就在路上跑来跑去，很慌张，不知道怎么办。然后甚至有人打电话给他们在美国本土的一些朋友，跟他们说再见了，我亲爱的。
Some people went into their bathrooms, got in the bathtub with their families and prayed.
有一些人呢，他们就到他们的洗手间，就跟着他们的家人在那里祷告。
Some parents.In a road, you have manhole covers.、
Mm-hmm.
Manhole covers. Mm-hmm. Some parents lifted those up and put the children down to protect them from the missile which was coming in about 12 minutes now.
所以那有一些人呢，他们就到那个马路上把那个下水道系统那个盖子给打开了，把他们的小孩放到里面，然后来保护他们的小孩，因为飞弹在12分钟就到了。
Where? What?Were they trusting in?
所以他们在这时候，他们到底信任的是什么？
They were trusting in the missile system that would say and warn them, and that's a good thing.
所以呢，他们所相信的是什么？他们那个时候所相信的，就是这一个警报系统告诉他们说，他飞弹要来了。那他们相信这个系统，这其实是一件好的事情。
If you had 20 minutes.To live, what would you do And if you had things that you owned, what would you keep?
所以如果说你就只有二十分钟，最后二十分钟来活着的时候，你会做什么事情呢？还有你所有你拥有这么多东西，你最后会留下什么东西？
The biblical answer is that we are, as Christians, to trust the Lord at the highest level for our security. Amen?
所以在圣经上告诉我们说，我们最终我们在最高的地方呢，就最终我们信任的是神。
And so secure guarding is God's job.
所以守护是上帝的工作。
Yes, you can have security systems. Yes, you can have watchdogs. Yes, you can have protection. But ultimately, none of us are really safe unless we trust the Lord to care for us.
没有错，我们可以有家里有警报系统。我们可以有一些，我们可以有来看守的狗啊，或者是看守的系统，不管怎么样，但是对一个基督徒来说，我们最后的守护是我们的神。
So brothers and sisters, let's do some application, okay?
我们看一下我们可以在哪些方面应用。
The second part to that verse says, in vain you rise up early and you stay up late.Toiling for bread to eat, for he grants sleep to those he loves.
所以在诗篇127篇第二节提到说，你们清晨早起，夜晚安息，吃劳碌得来的饭本是枉然，唯有耶和华所亲爱的必叫他安然睡觉。
When does overworking become dangerous and worthless?In the ultimate result.
所以在什么时候我们这个超时速的这样的工作变成一个很危险的行为呢？
The answer is whenever my work is separated from faithfully trusting God, whenever I separate that and don't include Him to supply my real needs, then I am in a very dangerous position.
我们所谓的工作，如果我们的工作让我们对神的信任来隔绝了，我们完全依赖我们自己的工作，认为只有我们的工作来供应我们一切所需的时候，那这个时候就危险了。
If you Google and you Google death from overwork Asian countries, if you put that in and you check it, you will be amazed at what comes up.
你们如果说用那个 Google 的再去查一下死亡。就是说在亚洲国家因为过度工作而死亡这件事情，如果你们到Google 去查，它出来的结果你们会非常的惊讶。
When you Google death from overwork, there's three countries that come out quickly.
当你们去查这个有工作超过的时候呢，有三个国家在 Google 上面会出来。
Japan, South Korea, and mainland China.
日本南韩还有中国。
In Japan, overwork is called karoshi.
在日文里面，超时工作叫做 karoshi.
In South Korea, overwork from and causing death is called kwarosa.
Kwarosa 是韩国的超工作过时工作。
And death by overwork in mainland China is called guo lao si.
在中国呢，然后就跟这个这种死亡叫过劳死。
And Asian cultures are especially vulnerable because laziness is a dreaded condition.
所以在亚洲文化里面特别重要的就是因为亚洲人认为懒惰是一个很不可原谅，是一个很大的错误。
A 31-year-old woman, journalist in Japan, worked.Her regular hours, and then she added in 1 month 159 hours of overtime. Okay.
有一个31岁的女记者，她工作很多，然后她又加了131个工作，就在她平常工作上又加了131个小时在上面。
At the end of the month, she suddenly died, congestive heart failure. Boom, she was gone.
然后在月底的时候呢，他就忽然之间就死亡了。 因为他的心脏没有办法负荷。
Many examples in Japan of workers dying of karoshi overwork.
但在日本也有很多人也是因为过劳死，然后有很多的例子。
In Japan, men in their 40s are the first highest number of suicides from overwork.
在日本有一个40岁的一个人，他是第一个例子，他因为过度的劳动，所以他自杀了。
And mainland China has now passed the other countries, it has now passed Japan with 1,600 daily deaths from overwork.
Daily. 在中国呢，有他有60万人，每一天有60万的人因为过度工作而死亡。
China's one-year total for death by overwork is 600,000 people.
For the first time, 6,000. 1,600.
Yeah. Now, staying at your work from early morning to late evenings is a very common occurrence and occurring now regularly in Asia especially.
在亚洲呢，很多人是一早起床就工作，工作到很晚才回去。那在这种情形，在亚洲的国家是非常的很普遍的一个现象。
Now, brothers, you and I know in any work we do, sometimes you have to work longer, and you just have to put in more time on a project. We know that, right?
弟兄姐妹，其实我们都知道，当我们工作的时候，有时候是不可避免的。我们就是有一些要多一些时数，要多工作几个小时在我们的工作上面。
But when the overwork becomes a regular pattern, it becomes a regular way of life. When it becomes regular, then you have a person who is out of balance.Overworking and probably in some trouble in terms of health.
所以，但是如果说我们需要多做这几个小时，就每次多做，如果这样的多的工作呢，变成一个正常情形，就是常常有这种情形的时候呢，那我们的生活就不平衡了，然后我们自己呢，可能健康也会出一些问题。
And then we get the last encouragement. God gives His loved ones.Sleep.
那我们在这里有一些鼓励的话，就是神他让他爱的人能够休息。
Do we see sleep as a gift from God?
我们看睡眠是不是神给我们的一份礼物？
If we do, if we receive sleep as a gift from God, then during the sleep, we will take our hands off.Control of the things that we usually work on during the work hours.
如果我们把这份神给我们的礼物，我们真正接受的时候，当我们睡眠的时候，我们就能够把我们平常担心的东西，我们抓在手上不放的东西，就放开来了。
How many of you have ever messed up your work because you couldn't solve a problem, so you worked harder at it and it got worse?
有多少人你们就是反而没有办法工作，因为你们中间有一些问题，工作有问题，你花了很多很多时间去解，还是解不出来，结果你就没有了那个工作，失去了工作。
Sometimes you work hard and oh, when the answer comes, right?
有时候你工作很努力的时候呢，你就自己就得到了答案。
How many of you have ever had a difficult problem and before you go to bed and you're wrestling with it, and so you go to sleep and you really sleep and you wake up in the morning and boom, you have the answer. You got it. It's there.
所以有多少人你们在工作时候，当你们有一些问题，然后有一些困难，然后你怎么想都想不出来，甚至到上床睡觉的时候都是觉得没有办法好好睡，但是后来你睡着了，结果第二天一早一起来的时候，忽然之间答案就到你脑子里来了。
For the Christian, if you're a Christian,The gift of rest is God's gift so that we will be refreshed and we will take our hands off of controlling our lives, away from his control, and sleeping well gives him back the control.
所以当我们做一个基督徒，睡眠本身是神给我们的礼物。当我们在睡眠的时候，我们就把这样子的一个，把我们的烦恼，平常我们抓在手上不放的东西，就一点点的放出来，然后完完全全的交给神。然后因为我们接受了神给我们睡眠的这个礼物，所以我们能够有一个更新的，第二天起来我们就有一个更新的，就是我们的想法什么就能够更新了。
Okay, so as I get ready to end, what, let's see, right above it, why are people so busy?
下一个问题就是说为什么人，我们这些人，为什么人总是很忙？
A lot of people like to blame their busyness on external things.
我们常常愿意，常常把我们的这个忙碌归在外在的东西。
Like, oh, you know, my job is really demanding. It's outside of me, but boy, I'm busy because my job is so demanding.
有的人就说，哦，我的工作是很需要我在那个地方，然后所以因为我工作这么需要我，所以我很忙。
Outside of you. Sometimes people say, I am really busy because so-and-so expects me to do these things all the time.
有时候我们说，哦，我真的很忙，因为有某个人，就是有人他就需要我总是做这些事情，所以我很忙。
It's somebody else, or some people want me to do this, and it's so often that I'm just so busy because other people have expectations of me.
我们都把它归在外在，是不是我自己，是有另外一个人，有别的人，他什么东西他要我做，所以我变得很忙。
My wife has learned, she's learned, if she wants something fixed at home,
我太太她学到说，如果她家里有什么东西坏了要修的时候，
all she has to do is write it on a list and put it on the refrigerator.
她所需要做的事呢，就是把它写下来，然后贴在那个冰箱上面。
Now it's my job to go read that list.
所以呢，就是Brother Andrew 的工作去读那个他写下来的这个要做的事。
My wife has learned the secret that if she over asks me, I go the other way.
我太太呢，她学到了，如果她要我做太多时候呢，我反而退缩了，我反而退后了，不做了。
So she has learned to give up control by writing the list and leaving it alone.
所以我太太学会了呢，她就是只要把它写下来，然后呢就放在那里，就不做什么事了。
She learned that the hard way.
她用一个很难很难的一个方法，但她学到了这一点。
But she learned it, and I am happy, and she is happy as long as I read and do the list.
所以呢，她高兴我就高兴，我高兴她也高兴，因为。只要说我只是要照着去读那个上面是写了些什么东西，要我做什么东西。
And it's a good list. It's not very long.
那个 list 的那个写下来的要做事呢，很好，没有很多。
Yeah, when the faucet comes off in your hand and you can't turn the water on, I know that. I can see that. So I need to have this fixed now. She let me see it and leave it alone.
Yeah, 所以像那个漏水的时候呢，我可以看得到那水出来了，所以那个水龙头漏水我看得到，所以他就让我自己去做了。
Sometimes people are too busy because they have become addicted to busyness.
有时候呢，我们很忙，是因为我们有点就是上瘾了，对这个忙上了瘾。
One brother says it's partly because they don't want to look lazy.Or unproductive.
因为呢，让他们自己忙的时候呢，他们就看起来就不会是很懒惰，或者是好像没做什么事。
Sometimes people are busy, too busy, because they don't want to seem as though they are wasting time.
有时候，我们很忙的时候呢，人很忙的时候，就是看起来他没有浪费时间。
But if you're overly busy, it could lead to restlessness.Restlessness.
但是如果说你常常就是一直在那里忙的时候，你最后就变成说完全没有办法停下来。
And this brother suggests, if we're restless, sometimes we're afraid of silence.
如果说我们是完全没有办法停下来的时候呢，我们有时候会对那个安静没有声音，我们会害怕。
Sometimes we're busy because we don't want to be alone, because sometimes when we're alone, we have to face who we really are.
然后有时候我们很忙呢，是因为我们不希望说自己是一个完全孤独的，因为当我们自己单独孤独一个人在的时候，我们就要面对我们真正我们自己是谁。
So the brother asks the question, are we bowing down to the idol of the full schedule?
那有人就这样问呢，我们是不是对我们那个满满的工作的时间，然后每天排得满满的，我们是不是很尊敬他，然后甚至就跪下来朝拜我们这个很忙的这个行程表。
Let me just suggest three things and then we're done. On change, what kinds of changes need to be made?
我在这里呢，要建议三样我们需要改变的事情。
We have to take and make time with the Lord regularly.
第一件事情是我们需要花一些时间与神在一起，我们要单独把这些时间留下来。
See the communion table, that's an invitation. That's an invitation from Jesus to Christians to come and slow down and remember who I am. Amen.
所以像我们今天有圣餐，圣餐就是告诉，就是我们要留下这个时间，然后跟耶稣基督在一起，然后让我们能够有一个安静的时间，然后在一起。
If we spend regular time with the Lord, like Moses' face that shone from the presence, if we spend regular time with the Lord, people will notice.
如果我们有就是固定的时间跟神在一起的时候，就好像摩西，当他与神在一起，他的脸上发光。那我们如果说有这样的时间跟神在一起的时候，其他的人也会注意到。
And we need to read the word regularly, we need to study the word, and we need to learn from God's word. What does biblical rest, Sabbath rest mean for the Christian?
所以我们要有正常的时间，就是固定的时间来读经，来与神同在。然后在，而且我们要真正了解到什么是真正的休息。我们常讲到的安息日休息是怎么样的一个休息。
And finally, we have to put into our lives, we have to find it, we have to put margins or gaps in between events so that we can take time to rest between events so that we are strong coming into the next event.
所以然后最后一点呢，就是当我们在排我们的很多要做的事情的时候，一件事跟一件事情当中一定要有一些空闲的时间，要留一些空间，这样子的时候我们才能做完一件事有休息，然后到另一件事的时候我们才能够有力量来做另一件事。
But if you open any and it doesn't have margins around the outside. If you open these pages and there was no space, how do you feel?
所以弟兄姐妹，如果你们打开了一本书，这个书呢旁边都没有空白地方，然后中间也没有空格，你们看到这本书，你的感觉是什么？
Do you want to read pages with no space and no chapter numbers? It just goes on and on and on. All the words fill all the parts. Do you want to live like that, or do you want margins to give space and proportion?
你们希望读的一本书是完全没有空间，也旁边也没有空白，就是一个字接着一个字呢？还是你们希望读的书是一个书，然后旁边有空白的地方，然后中间还有空格在里面？
So let me end with this. Psalm 90, verse 17. Moses' great prayer.
所以我们最后就来提到诗篇第九十篇的第十七节，摩西的祷告。
Let the favor of the Lord our God be upon us and confirm the work of our hands. Yes, Lord, confirm the work of our hands.
所以在诗篇九十篇第十七节提到说， 愿主我们的神的荣美归于我们身上，愿你坚定我们手所做的工，我们手所做的工愿你坚定。
Keep asking God, is this work that I am now doing, is this my work, or am I including you in it so that it really becomes your work?
我们要时常地问神说，当我现在所做的这件工作呢，是我的工作，还是有你在里面，有神在里面一起的工作？我们要常常这样子来问神这句话。
May God help all of us to apply anything that's true here.Regularly to our lives.
求主让我们今天所提到这些事情呢，我们能够应用在我们自己的身上。
谢谢你。